You're holding that chesem aleph in the middle of this brisa that says the difference that a dag tome yish mashritz, it produces the fish inside. Dag torah is matabetzim, lays eggs. Kol hamoilid, whoever gives birth, meinik, that nurses, b'chol hamatabetzim, whoever just lays eggs, his mlaka has to collect his food for the youngs. Chutz miatlif, excluding a bat, shafa pi shematabetzim, even though it lays eggs, meinik, a bat is nurses, is kid. The nadav chesem aleph. The dolphinin, that's the dolphin, is porn v'rovim kibin yodim. They give birth like people. Rashi says, "Look, a dolphin is porn v'rovim kibin yodim." Rashi's gira says, "Mibin yodim," meaning shim ba'odim aleim misaberas amenu. If a man will live with a dolphin, she'd become pregnant. Smur says, "My dolphinin, what is this dolphinin?" Amar Rav Yehuda, "Bnei yoma." It's called bnei yoma, like the person of the ocean. Rashi says it means bnei yomo, dogim bayom, the fish in the ocean, shechetzi and tzuras sodom, half of it looks like a person, the chetzi of tzuras dog, half of it looks like a fish. That's what Rashi learns, bnei yomo. So this type of a fish could live with a person. Now the Gemara says, kol shebeitzov mi bachutz molet. Any zocher that has its beitzim, its testicles outside, so it's molet. Meaning it has an uber inside it, like Rashi says it means kugoyin. Kol shebeitzei hazoch kugoyin chayu behemun bachutz. The testicles are outside, so then molid uber mamish. If mamish gets pregnant, the female becomes pregnant and has the baby inside. The kol shebimifnim. Anytime when the testicles are inside, anytime the zochor, the male's beitzim are inside, then matzah beitzim. The only leg eggs. Then the female only lays eggs. So Moris Kwasha, any it's not that way. Ivoma Shmuel said, Avos, the Avos bar, his geese and the wild geese, are klayim zebzeh, they're not allowed to live together. They have an issa klayim. Rashi says, Avos is a yishuv, a domestic a goose. The Avos bar, there's klayim lavila fi shein as chorim doimim, they're not alike the two males. Tizeh beitzim vachutz, tizeh beitzim mefnim. One of them has the testicles outside, one has it inside. The Avinabo, he asked the question, my time, what's the reason, why is it called Klayim? Some Rabbi Abaye said that Zeh Beitzim Ibachutz, the Zeh Beitzim Ibafnim, one has it outside, one has it inside. And we know that Tavaya, both of these two type of goose, is Matilei Beitzim, they both leg eggs, they don't become pregnant inside. So how could you say anybody has its Beitzim outside? Is Molid, here we say by these goose, even though the Beitzim are outside, still it's only Matilei Beitzim. So more so the clause like this rather. Anytime the aver is just outside, molid, then it becomes pregnant. Let's say the zachrus, let's say the aver is inside, then matabetzim, then it only lays eggs. Rashi says zachrusa means hagid. The avos bar zachrusa mifnim. Both of them have them inside, so therefore they only lay eggs. Now the Gemara says, "Kol shatash mishu b'yom, any type of a min that usually they live together by daytime, so then yolid b'yom, they'll give birth by daytime also. What's going to be balayla, a type of a min that usually they live together, the male and female, by nighttime, is yolid balayla. You should know they'll give birth also by nighttime. Kol shatash mishu, like people, like bnei yodom." Kol shetash misho dayim b'yoyim b'yim alayla. It's possible to live together both by day and by night. The locher is then that yolid b'yim b'yoyim b'yim alayla, that can give birth either by day or by night. Now it explains. Tash misho b'yoyim. What's called something that's tash misho is only by daytime? Yolid b'yoyim, that's time ago, a chicken. The chickens only live together by daytime, so they only lay eggs by daytime. Balaylo, yolid balaylo, what's something that has tashmish at night time, they'll give birth at night time also? That's atlif, that's the bat. Tashmisha, what's called live together, bein b'yom bein balaylo, is yulid bein b'yom bein balaylo, that's adam. V'chod adam ilay, anything like an adam. Smor says, l'maynaf kamina, what's the difference when they give birth? L'kid Rav Mori, b'rei de Rav Kana, like Rav Mori, b'rei de Rav Kana says. The Yom Rav Mori, b'rei de Rav Kana, Bodak Pekina Shatanagolim, let's say somebody went to check out the nest of the chickens, Tanagolim. Me Erev Yomtev, Erev Yomtev, Loimotza Babetz, they didn't find any eggs in the nest. Ulamocha, the next day, on Yom Tov itself, Hishkam gets up early in the morning, and he finds an egg there. So the question is, well, if this egg legged on Yom Tov should be Muksa, or was it laid on Erev Yom Tov? Rashi says, Lamocha Hishkam kaidim yom, he gets up early in the morning before daybreak. Ulamocha babaitza, so Lachri the Gemara says, Muteras Pachila, you're allowed to eat this egg, Muteras Pachila be Yom Tov. Why? Because since we know it only lay eggs at daytime, so you're here early in the morning before daybreak. So for sure it was not laid the last night, but rather was laid the day before of Yom Tov. And just she didn't find it. Ema lebotik yofa, that we have to say he didn't check well yesterday, and for sure it was there yesterday. So because of this klal, that kol shatashmish b'yoyim is yolid b'yoyim, therefore the egg becomes mutatit. But otherwise, it would have had a bechesha. Maybe it was laid last night and laid muksi. He couldn't use it on Yom Tov. So we ask the question, how could you say this? Lamaisa, the person checked it out very well, so he saw for sure it wasn't there yesterday. He said, so how could you tell me now that this egg was there yesterday? So was Amy rather say like this? Amy, I'll tell you that Yotzeh saw Rubai, the pshat is yesterday, and there of Yom Tov, it laid, Rav of the egg came out already. It was called an Eilad. V'chozer, and it went back in. V'chozer, heavy. Okay, Rabbi Yechonin, like Rabbi Yechonin Shita. The Yom of Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin says, Deitza Shiyota Saruba on the Erev Yom Tov. A neg that majority of it was laid on Erev Yom Tov. Most of it came out of the chicken already. The Chosru, and then it went back again on Erev Yom Tov. Materas Lech Lebi Yom Tov, even though it comes out now on Yom Tov by night, still you'll not eat it. That's not called the Nelet on Yom Tov. It's called what it was here from before Yom Tov. Therefore, it's Mutav Achilo. That's the way we say this because of this klal that since the time of Gedolim have Tashmish B'yayim, for sure they gave birth B'yayim. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shetashmishoy V'Yivurei Shov, any type of a min, that they live together the same way, and also the length of the pregnancy is the same length, like Rashi says, means Kol Shetashmishoy V'Yivurei Shov, they're going Kesev V'yayz, a lamb and a goat. Sheshneim, both of them live together, ponim keneged erev, their face facing the other one's neck. V'yemei burei shava, they both have the length of pregnancy. Sheshoin chemish chadoshim, it's 5 months, and then they give birth. If so, the lacher is, yoldim umagadlim zemizeh, they could become pregnant one from another, and one min can nurse the other one, like a goat could nurse a baby lamb. That's called umagadlim zemizeh. Now, hakol misham shim ponim keneged erev. Now, all animals live together upon him, their face keneged erev, opposite the neck of the female. In other words, the male's face like is against the back of the female. Chutz mishlosh, excluding three, shem misham shim ponim keneged ponim. They live together face opposite face. V'yelohein, these are the three: dog, fish, v'yodom, and people. V'nochash, and a snake. Versus the Maishnani plus Hakam, these three are different. Kiyosi Rabdi, Miyami, my Rabbis, I don't know, Yisrael, Hoyo, Vedibri, Moim, Shchina, since the Kodesh Baruch spoke with them. Therefore, they live together also, Dugma Lezer, Ponim, El Ponim, face towards face. Ponim, we learned, Gomel Ochor, Kineged Ochor. So it's back to back, that's the way they live together. Tanu Rabban, learn like this. Tanagolis, learn like this. That a hen, Tanagolis, Liesrim, Yechud Yoim. It could lay an egg after 21 days. O kinegdon bilon luz. And the opposite, something like this, of a is the almond tree among trees. So as she says, it means it has like flowers and they give off seeds. So mishas procha, from the time of the flowers, ashas gemar till the end of its peris, it also takes shnaim yesim yom, 22 days. And the gius in the bottom says, should be shnaim echad, is 21 days. That's a tanagol, a hen is the same thing as this luz. Now, kelev lechamishim yom. A kelev gives birth after 50 days. After it's pregnant for 50 days, it gives birth. O kineg de bilon tina. And just like gala tree, that's a fig tree also. That from the time it blossoms until it gives off its pre is 50 days. Now, chosol a cat lechamishim shnayim, 52 days. It's called yom. Or connect the bilum by a tree, it's tus, the berries. The berries also produce after its blossoms 52 days. Chazir, a pig, le shishim yom, 60 days. After 60 days, a pig gives birth. Connect the bilum tapuach, Opposite this is an apple tree. Also, that after 60 days that the flower blossom, it gives off the apple. Shu'ol, a fox, the chol mini shrotzim, all type of shrotzim, reptiles, or shish chadoshim. They hold to give birth after 6 months being pregnant. Oknegdim bilim, opposite of the tree, tfua. The opposite of this is wheat. The wheat also takes 6 months. Pehe madaka, a small animal, that's like sheep and a goats, is pehe madaka tohera lechamish chadoshim. It takes 5 months. Oknegdim bilim, opposite of the tree, gefen is the vine. The grapes also take 5 months for it to become tree, to come ripe. What's going to be behema gasa, a large animal, let's say like cows, oxes, is temeya. Behema gasa temeya. You have behema gasa temeya, tamadika one. Lishnei maschayos takes 12 months. Or connect the bilan dekel. Opposite is the palm tree that takes 12 months to have its fruits. What about a behema gasa tehira? That means that's like a cow or an ox. That gives birth after 9 months. Okneg the bilon zayis, and opposite of the tree is the olive tree. It also gives birth; it gives off its fruit after 9 months. Now, hazeiv the wolf, vihari the lion, vihadoiv and the bear, vihanemer and the leopard, vihabardlis the bardlis, vihapil and the elephant, vihakuf and the monkey, vihakifuf. That's a long-tailed ape, le sholoshanim. They first give birth after 3 years. Oknegdim bilon b'nei suach, and by this is a tree, is the white fig tree. It also takes 3 years to give off its fruit. Afor, another type of an animal, afor l'shivim shana, that gives off after 70 years. Oknegdim bilon charuf, opposite to this tree, is the boxer tree. It also takes 70 years. Now, that though we said this charuv, this boxer tree, takes 70 years, it means like this. Mishas netiyosa, from the time you planted it, achas gemar peros, until the peros are finally finished, that takes shiv mishana 70 years. But the yimei bura, like once the flower starts to blossom, until it gives off the pre, that's sholoshan, that only takes 3 years. Now, nochis l'shevashanim, a serpent, that gives birth after 7 years. L'yoysu rosho l'metzinu chava. To the rosho, to the snake, to the serpent, there's nothing, no tree like it. V'yesham, some say, no, yes, mechusin. So Rashi is also a type of a white fig tree. That maybe also takes 7 years to have its pears. Now the Gemara says, mino anemili, how do we know all this? Rashi says, the nochesh yiburish Hashem. How do we know that the nochesh takes 7 years to have a kid? Omer Rav Yudom Arav. Rav Yudom Rav says, "Umato bo mishum to Rav Yishuv Bechanina." Shneimer the pasuk says, "Orurato mikol abeim mishum because small animals, but mikol chayes hasodil." So, the question is again: in the behemah niskalkul, if the nochesh was cursed more than the behemah, michayel akoshchei for sure it's cursed, and the chayes are simple. And the learner comes to teach us: kishem shiniskalkul habzuchemah michayom, just like the behemah had a klolo over the chaya, echot l'shiva 1/7. Omayni, what is this? Chamor mechosol, the donkey from the cat, is kach miskalkul hu mi behema achas l'sheva. Also, he's cursed more than the animal, more than the behema, 7 times. Devil is shev shani, therefore, he becomes to be 7 years. So Rashi says that a chamor mechosol shebishono. Yes, Zain Pomim Nun Beis. In 1 year, you have 7 times 52. So therefore, Kachmas Kalkulu, the same way Nochosh was cursed. One of the Behemoth, going to Behemoth Gasa Timea. Echo Meshiva, the Behemoth Timea Gasa takes the base Chodesh we had. Therefore, the longest animal takes a year. So the Nochosh was cursed 7 times that. For him, it takes 7 years. So most of the Eimer, why don't I say Kishem Shinis Kalkul Achayim Ebehema Achat L'Shalishonim? Just like a Chaya was cursed more than a Behema 3 years. Or my Niyu, what is that? Ari Mechamor, the Ari over the Chamor, a lion over a donkey. that a chamor, it takes 1 year to give birth. Because here the klal of Eistes is how long it has to stay with its baby inside. It can't give birth yet. So the chamor has the klala for 1 year. The yari has the klala for 3 years. You see, the yari itself is three times more than the chamor. So let me say the same thing. Kach niskalklu, the same thing, the nochesh, have a klala, mechaya achas, kachlu mechaya. Achas, he also got a klala more than the lion, three times more, which is three times three, comes out to be nine. Maybe it should take the nochash 9 months, 9 years to give birth. Maybe that's his klola. They'll have to hold the baby inside for 9 months, 9 years. Smur says back, no. Miksiv, does the pasuk say, miksiv, mikol hachayit, does it say from all the chayit, from all the beasts, mikol abheimah, does it say mikol hachayit, mikol abheimah, that way, mikol abheimah, mikol hachayit, it says the other way. Mikol abeimu, mikol achaya, mashma, what a behemu is cursed more than a chaya, that's 1 to 7, so that the nochash has 7 years. Now the pasuk says, mikol achaya ksiv, oruhu mi behemu, he is cursed more than an animal. Oruhu mi behemu, shenis kalkula mi chaya, that the behemu was cursed more than the chaya, that's our cheshbon. Now the Gemara says still, if you want to make the curse from a behemoth to a chayo, a behemoth, why not say like this? Kishem shenis kalkul a behemoth mechay, the same way we find a behemoth had a kilkul. Over a chayo, echod l'sholosh, only 1/3 more. Or mani, what is this aiz? An aiz gives birth after 5 months. Mechoso, from the cat that only gives birth after 52 days. So that's 3 times the amount. So maybe kach nis kalkulu me behemoth, the same way the Nochesh had a klala 3 times as much as the Aes. So if the Aes gives birth after 5 months, he should give birth, Echot Mibahim Echot Lishosh 1 or 3, Tevelei Chamesa Yachim, maybe he gives birth after 15 months. Maybe the Nochesh should give birth after 15. How do we know he gives birth after 7 months? To go to Chumra. So the Lord gives 2 tshuvos. If you say, if you want, I'll tell you, Mikol HaBehemah Ksif, more the Behemah, it's not go to Chumra of the Behemah. The biggest behemoth takes a year, that's how we have to have his cheshbon. And he boys him, if one I'll tell you, Eima Klolahu. So therefore, Klolah Shavya Levayu. We're talking about now the curse to give the Nochash. So rather the sword is to make the curse as big as possible. So the biggest difference we have between a behemoth and a chaya, we'll use that, that's 7 times of a difference. So therefore we'll say the Nochash is 7 years, it has to carry its baby for 7 years. Now the Gemara says, O Malai Kesar, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The emperor said to Yeshua ben Chananya, that Nochus lakama miyeva b'meilad, how long does it take a snake to become pregnant to give birth? O Malai, so Yeshua ben Chananya said, like we just darshan, l'shev shani, it takes 7 years. The emperor asked the question, I was sabi, deveyat asuna, these older people, these chachomim, in deveyat asuna, in that place, Avinu, they put together a nochash, a male and female, the yodel tlos, and he gave birth after 3 years. So how could you say it takes 7 years? Rashi says the Beyasuna means mokum, name of a place. So he answered back him Shum Levi, Hanu Mevri Heavy Mikora Dalashan, it must be that the snake was already pregnant for 4 years before. And therefore now it took another 3 years, then it gave birth. So he asked back the emperor, Ivo Komishamshi Shemushai, but they live together, Inu. So in the Chur Kashrut by Behemis, once they become pregnant, they don't live together anymore, they don't have Tashmish anymore. So verse says, no, Inu Nami Mishamshi Kiyodim. The Bishur Ben Chananya said that a Nochish is like a person, that even after a lady becomes pregnant, still she lives with a man, still she has Tashmish. So he asked the Kashabat the emperor, Ivo Chachimi Inu, I, the very smart people, these people from the Beyasuna. So still they say three, but some they know they're talking about. So Rabbi Shua went back and said, Anan osta chachomim, chachminon minayi, we're smarter than them. So the emperor said, listen, you chachmiso, if you're so smart, zil go, zachinu, go win over them in arguments, and viyasinuli, and bring them back to me, I want you to bring them all back to me. So Amalei, so Rabbi Shua said to the case, Kam hevi, how many people are there? How many chachomim are there? So he said, Shishin Gavri, there are 60 people. So Amalei, so Yeshua said like this, Ovidli Sefinta, make me a ship, make me a boat. The Yispa Shishim Boti, it has 60 different apartments, 60 different rooms. The whole base, every room, Yispa Shishim Bistike. Every room should have 60 chairs in there. And she says, Kisoy is bring 60 chairs there. So Abu Lay, for the case that made this type of a ship, Kim and Yeshua started to travel to go there. Is Kimotel Hossam, when Yeshua reached this place of Atuno, is all of a tavcha. So he went to a butcher store. Is Ashkechino Lehugar, we saw this man, to Koposh Nechiyusi, was skinning animals, like Shefti taking care of animals. Omulay, so Yeshua said to the man, Reishechol Izvuni, is your head for sale? Omulayim, the guy said yes. So Omulay became, Yeshua said, how much do you want for your head? Omulay, the pagod Azuza, half of a dollar. Simple, cheap. So Yoivlay, so Yeshua gave him the pagod Azuza. The safe at the end, Omulay said, I know Reisha the Chayuto. At the end he said, I'll give you the head of the animal. So on the side rule of the Gisha should be, Omulay, habli Reshecha, Yeshua said, and give me your head. So Yoivlay had Reisha the Chayuto. So the butcher gave him one of the heads of the animal. So this Omulay, Yeshua said back to him, I know Reisha the Chayuto, Omulay, did I tell you I want the head of an animal? I know Reshecha, Omulay, I said, I want your head. I know Reshecha, that's my Al-Gumar. I said I want your head. So he didn't know what to do. So Omulay said to him, if you want that, I should leave you alone. Sagi achvuli pischo tibayatuna. Show me the house, show me the door, where do I go to this chachomim tibayasuna? So the butcher said back, Mr. Fina, I'm afraid of them. The whole demach, whoever shows where they live, where the house is, katale, they kill the people. So Amalei said, Shusha like this, listen, Dori Kricha the Kani, you go carry some bundles of kanim of reeds, take some bundle of reeds, and v'chimotas losam, when you reach there, when you reach the door of their school, zokfo, stack them up, commander komatzach, as if you're taking a rest, that's all, and I'll understand that's the place. So that's what happened. Ozal, so he went to this place, Ashkach, the Rav Noi Migavoi, or the Rav Noi Mavroi, he saw, so Yeshua went there, and he found out that the Orvim, they're like, he saw there were guards there, inside and outside. And like this, the Chosi carried the island, they see some footsteps coming in, so that means the outside guard didn't do his job. It's Katul Hulavroi, they would kill the outside guard. Or the Nafkit, they see footsteps going outwards, so Katul Hulagavoi, they would kill the inside guard. The Mesamna had like dust outside, inside, that he could tell to see the footsteps. So the kid says, very hard to come in or to leave this place. So what could Yeshua do? So he did was, Afchol Asandla, he turned his shoes backwards, like he wore them the opposite way. So when he was walking in, it looked as if somebody was walking out. So Katul Hulagavoi, they first killed the guard inside. And then he went, Afchol Asandla, then he turned his shoe around, as if he's coming in. So Katul Lakulay, they killed the outside ones also. So the kids, so all the guards were killed. So now, Yeshua walked inside. Ashkach, when he walked inside in this school, he found Yenuki Malel, the young people were still sitting up on top. Sabi Malatachas, the older people sitting on bottom. So he thought, he said to himself like this, what should I do? Iiv Nishlom Alahani, if I give Shalom Aleichem to the top ones, the young ones, Katali Hani, so the younger ones would kill me. Savri, Anana Difan, we're better. Yanan Kishishin Tfei, we're smarter. Vino Dadaki, they're young ones. If he said, if I would give Shalom to the older ones first, to the young ones first, right, so the older ones would get angry and kill me. Or Mishal Malachu, so what he said back was, Shal Malachu, he said back, peace to all of yous. To the older and younger together, he said peace. Omru Leisri said to him, Maya Visach, what are you doing here? Like, how do you get in here? What are you doing here? Omru, he said, Ano Chachim Yudoi, I am a wise man, a wise Jew. Ano Bino Demigmo Chachmusim Eichel, I want to come and learn some Chachmus, some wisdom from you. See, Hoch Yisoh, Niboy Lecho, go ask us some questions. So Omulu, see some of this, Rabbi Shusla, like this, Lechai, you're very good. And we'll make up a deal. He's a chisuli, called the bisu avidu bay. if you win over me, whatever you want, I'll do for you. But these achoni b'chu, if I win over you, ichlu gavoi b'svinto. On the side, ichlu nahama gavoi b'svinto. I want you to eat some bread in my ship. So if I win over you, I want you all to come into my ship and eat some bread there. So they agreed. So they started to ask questions. So Amalei, they said to him, that these chachom said to Rabbi Yeshua, who gavoi, there was a man, the ozal oboi yitzo. He wanted to get married to a lady, he wanted to get married. But of lo yoivlei, he just didn't get her, but his parents didn't give it to her. So my chazilei, the ozal hecho de madli minei, what do you say about is it possible this person should go to like a woman of higher or a more chashuvah lady? Or should I say no, since he didn't get this one, he won't get a more chashuvah one. So should he try for a higher one? So Mara said, what Rabbi Yeshua did was a shokal sichno. He took out a peg like dotzul titzoi. He tried to bang it in to the bottom of the wall. Loyal didn't go. Lila tried to bang it in the top part of the wall. Erla got in. So Omri said, "Harnam the same thing. Misrami bas mazle. It could be if he tries for a higher rank one, maybe she is the one that's suga paswim. That's the bas mazlu, and maybe you'll get her." So of course it pays to try. That was one question. Another question. Gavra the Oizif, if a man lends money, v'taref, and he has to collect the money by force, v'taref, my chozer the had of Oizif, do you think you expect him he should lend again? Like Reuven lend money to Shimon, and Shimon didn't pay back so easily, Reuven had to force him to pay back. Should Reuven lend him again? So Amalei said back to him like this, Gavro ozal yagma. So the part of this: the man goes into a forest, and ozal liyagma goes into a forest. Koto kamatuna. He like cuts down the first load of wood, and he can't even pick it up. Vloimotzibe, he can't pick it up. So kota lomonachalavoy. Should he keep on continuing cutting down more until someone comes along and helps him? Ad Yisrami in Shimadli, so somebody else comes along and helps him. So here also, even though he had trouble with the first time he lent money, still he should lend money again. Maybe the second time will be easier. So that was now Omrulay. They said to him, Shachom said to Yeshua, Eimelon Mili, please you tell us some stories now, tell us something. Dibidi Day. So he said to them, Omaluhu, have Yehu Kudnisa, that there was once a mule, the old daughter gave birth, that the Tolulei Pistako, there was like a document around its neck, the Kosebed written on it, the Maske Bevei Abo Mei Alfi Zuzi, was written upon this piece of paper, there's a claim against his father of 100,000 Zuz. That was the story. So Amulei, they said to him, first of all, but could a nice in the old, is it possible that a mule could give birth? A mule can give birth. Amalu, he said to him, Hai niyo mili dibidoi. These are like, they wanted milo dibidoi. Means nusa davoi. These are the story. That's a story I made up. That's one of these stories. Rashi says, Divrei ruach, stam shtus. And Rashi says, milo de kozov. Yeah. Does they listen to say a story of Sheker? So he told him back this type of a story. That was a story he said. Another story he says now. Now, milcho kisar, if you have salt that becomes spoiled, but my malchilo, how do you salt it? So Amalu, he said to them, b'silsa dekudinaisa. What you have to take is, you have to take the afterbirth of a mule. That's what you use to fix up the salt. The question was, is there any afterbirth of a mule? Or milcha misori, and the salt ever become spoiled? That was the stories. Now, Boni Lon Beis of Avira, they asked him a question like this. They asked him, build us a house in the air, the Avira di Alma. So Omar Shem said, Yeshua said Hashem's name, Tola Ben Rekila Aryeh. He was hanging, he was like flying in the air. Omlon, he told them, Asikuli live in the Vatini, bring me up here bricks and cement. And So Gisa Shubek, it says in the Bach, the question went on, and they said to him, could the Motzah Sukkah Asim, could we get up to you? Is it possible to build a house in the year? So Kitzur, the rest of they finished that question. Now the next question was, Mitziyosa Diyalm Hecha, where exactly is the center of the world? That's what they asked him. So Zokful Espiyusar, he lifted up his fingers, and Omlu Hok, he said over here, right here is the center of the world. Omlu Hok said to him, Omi Miyema, like how could you talk, prove it? Is Icy Ashley Yomashki told him, bring some ropes and measure it. Isla Biri Bedabra. So he said that we have a pit in the field. Isli Biri Bedabra. We have a pit in the field. Ilu Lamasa. We want you to bring it to the town. Omulais, he said to him, Avshali Chavli Mifari. He said to them, like, not me, make me ropes of flour, and I'll bring it. The Mifari, the Ili. Isli Recha de Tavri. Then he said to them, no, we have a broken millstone that was broken. Isla and Recha de Tidfiri Chetayu. Omli said to them, so Kruchali Minayu. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.